Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to ace the describe a recent development project in your neighborhood question. Are you preparing for your IELTS speaking test and wondering how to tackle questions about recent developments in your area? Look no further. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore the topic, describe a recent development project in your neighborhood, and provide you with expert tips, sample answers, and key vocabulary to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic and its relevance. The topic of recent development projects in one's neighborhood is a common theme in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to describe local changes, express opinions on urban development, and discuss the impact of such projects on communities. This topic is likely to remain relevant in future IELTS exams due to its real-world applicability and the ongoing nature of urban development worldwide. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions about your neighborhood and recent changes. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Have there been any recent changes in your neighborhood? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, there have been some changes in my area recently. A new shopping center was built last year, which has brought more shops and restaurants to our neighborhood. Band 8-9. Answer. Indeed, my neighborhood has undergone significant transformation in recent months. The most notable change has been the construction of a state-of-the-art community center, which has revitalized the area and provided residents with a hub for various activities and services. Part 2. Long cue card. Now let's focus on the main topic with a sample cue card and responses. Cue card. Describe a recent development project in your neighborhood. You should say what the project is, when it started and finished, or if it's ongoing, how it has affected the neighborhood, and explain whether you think it's a positive or negative development. Band 6-7. Answer. The recent development project in my neighborhood is a new park. It started about a year ago and was completed just last month. The park has a playground for children, walking paths, and some exercise equipment for adults. This project has affected our neighborhood in several ways. First, it's given families a place to spend time outdoors. Also, more people are exercising now because of the new facilities. I think it's had a positive impact because it's made our area greener and more lively. Overall, I believe this is a positive development. It's improved the quality of life for residents and made our neighborhood more attractive. Band 8-9 answer. The recent development project I'd like to describe is the comprehensive renovation and expansion of our local library, which has transformed it into a modern community hub. This ambitious project commenced approximately 18 months ago and was officially unveiled just 6 weeks ago, marking a significant milestone for our neighborhood. The impact of this development on our community has been profound and multifaceted. Firstly, the library's enhanced facilities, including state-of-the-art computer labs and versatile meeting spaces, have dramatically increased foot traffic in the area. This has led to a ripple effect on local businesses, with cafes and bookshops experiencing a welcome surge in customers. Moreover, the project has fostered a sense of community pride and has become a catalyst for social interaction. The new outdoor reading garden, in particular, has become a popular gathering spot for residents of all ages, promoting intergenerational connections. In my opinion, this development is overwhelmingly positive. Not only has it revitalized our neighborhood aesthetically, but it has also cultivated a culture of learning and community engagement. The library now serves as a beacon of knowledge and a testament to our community's commitment to education and social cohesion. Follow-up questions. Q. How do you think this project will impact the future of your neighborhood? Band 6-7. Answer. I think this project will have a good impact on our neighborhood's future. It might attract more families to move here, and it could lead to other improvements in the area. Band 8-9. Answer. I believe this project will have a transformative effect on our neighborhood's trajectory. It's likely to serve as a catalyst for further development, potentially attracting investment in local infrastructure and businesses. Moreover, the enhanced community facilities could boost property values and make our area more desirable for young professionals and families, leading to a more diverse and vibrant community. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. What are some challenges cities face when implementing large-scale development projects? Band 6-7. Answer. Cities often face financial challenges when doing big projects. They also need to make sure the projects don't cause too much disruption to people's daily lives. Another issue is making sure the projects are environmentally friendly. Band 8-9. Answer. Cities encounter a myriad of challenges when undertaking large-scale development projects. One of the most pressing issues is securing adequate funding while maintaining fiscal responsibility. This often involves a delicate balance between public and private investment. Another significant challenge is mitigating the disruptive impact on residents and businesses during the construction phase. This requires meticulous planning and effective communication strategies to keep stakeholders informed and engaged throughout the process. Furthermore, cities must grapple with environmental concerns, ensuring that development projects align with sustainability goals and minimize ecological footprints. This often necessitates innovative design solutions and the integration of green technologies. Lastly, there's the challenge of preserving local heritage and character while pushing for modernization. Striking the right balance between progress and preservation is crucial to maintain the unique identity of urban areas. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To boost your IELTS speaking score, incorporate these advanced words and phrases into your responses. Revitalize, revitalize, verb, to give new life or vigor to something. Example, the new park has revitalized our once neglected neighborhood. Catalyst, telest, noun, something that causes an important change or event to happen. Example, the library renovation has been a catalyst for community engagement. Multifaceted, multit, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example, the impact of this development project has been multifaceted, affecting various aspects of community life. Ripple effect, noun, a situation where one event causes a series of other events to happen. Example, the new community center has created a ripple effect, boosting local businesses and property values. Cultivate, cultivate, verb, to try to develop or improve something. Example, this project has helped cultivate a stronger sense of community among residents. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing neighborhood developments, use a range of advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions relevant to urban development and community impact. Provide specific examples and personal experiences to support your points. Discuss both positive and negative aspects of development projects to demonstrate critical thinking. Practice speaking about various types of development projects to improve fluency and confidence. Focus on clear pronunciation and natural intonation to enhance your delivery. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Practice regularly, record yourself, and seek feedback to continually improve your speaking skills. For more IELTS speaking practice, check out our guide on describing a time when you participated in a community project or describing a place in your country that has changed over time. These related topics will help you build a broader vocabulary and perspective on community development and change. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.